This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, dial on in toll free, join us on the radio waves and bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about actually the placebo effect here, which we got into just for another longer conversation that we were having about this Amish farmer, or Amish, not farmer necessarily, I guess he has a farm, but he was known for making a salve, what he called a chickweed healing salve, and the FDA and the federal government came after him big time for it, and now a jury has found him guilty on 13
counts. We didn't tell you you can say healing?
That kind of thing. Like, yeah, you didn't let us inspect your residence or your manufacturing facility, and like 13 counts or whatever. It was ridiculous. He never, you know, actually harmed anybody. There was not actually any kind of claim against him by some victim. It was just the government who came after him, and now he's going to be sentenced in June after a jury found him guilty on all of the counts. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We ended up talking about the placebo effect and how, you know, amazing of an effect that it is. And there's a story here from listverse.com from back in 2013 that's rounded up several interesting links and summarized them about the placebo effect. 10 crazy facts about the placebo effect. One, they say it works on animals. Number nine is antidepressants. Depression undoubtedly sucks, and there's no question about its relation to brain chemistry. However, in recent years, doctors have been throwing around prescriptions for depression medications like candy on Halloween. This is because they seemingly work, curbing depression for a large percentage of those who take them. However, several high-profile studies are showing that placebos basically do the same thing, minus the adverse side effects.
Oh, the adverse side effects, like suicidal tendencies?
Yeah. Or shooting other people, as we've
seen. Homicidal tendencies, yeah. Suicidal tendencies.
Yep. These findings, actually, I had one of the original co-hosts of Free Talk Live used to be on antidepressants, and some of the side effects of the antidepressants that he was taking was a reduced sex drive as well as back pimples. So, like, yeah, you want to cure someone's depression and give them at the same time a reduced sex drive and pimples all over their body? I'm sure that's going to help them with their depression.
Yeah.
He ended up getting off those. He sort of weaned himself off, and those problems cleared up. So he was doing a lot better after that. Anyway, these findings are, of course, being downplayed by major pharmaceutical companies who would lose out on billions of dollars of profit if antidepressants became less popular. On the other hand, it's very promising news for those who suffer from mental illness because it essentially shows the manner in which these maladies are occurring in our heads and are totally or wholly reversible without the help of nasty chemicals. And as another article pointed out that I was looking at, the most important factor in the effectiveness of the placebo is the bedside manner of the doctor.
Yes.
You got to sell it. You know, sell this as though this is real and is going to help when, in fact, it's just a sugar 100% pill.
100% effective.
There you go. Yeah, it's 100% effective. And studies show.
Yep.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend.
Right. Number 8. This one's fun. Placebo drunkenness. And, of course, tonight, as we are doing the show, many people all around the country are inebriating themselves for St. Patty's Day.
I've heard of the drunk placebo thing, to where they, if I remember correctly, they told a group of college students, free drinks all night long, whatever you want. And they were ordering, you know, like, sex on the beach, mm-hmm. screwdrivers, mimosas,
woo!
But everything was the virgin version of it. They did not know this,
mm-hmm.
and they were drunk!
Oh, yeah.
Whee! I bet they were. Dancing on tables, taking shirts
off. Did you see videos? Was there a video of this?
I did not see video, but the article that I read, you know, like it went into some kind of detail about stuff, and then at the end of the night, Everything you had was non-alcoholic.
Whoa, dude. It is often remarked that women have it easy because of their comparative ability to become inebriated with the help of less alcohol than men. Hence the term cheap date. Well, no more $100 ill-advised bender-inducing bar tabs because we can simply trick ourselves into thinking we're drunk. Researchers have found that those who believe they have been drinking vodka, which was simply tonic water and lime, had impaired judgment. They did worse on simple tests, and their IQ became lower. And they linked to all this stuff, by the way. So when I post this story on our Facebook and Twitter, you can go and dig in here. Then they linked to a YouTube video, which I was watching during the news, which recounts a similar, albeit less scholarly, situation where college freshmen attended a kegger that is full of non-alcoholic beer. They had keggers. They showed the O'Doul's cap at the very beginning of the video. The results are hilarious.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah. So I bet there's probably more than just this one video if you were to go and look around and find results like this. So very interesting. Apparently you can get drunk just by telling somebody that they're drinking alcohol.
Yes.
Number seven, where you live affects the placebo. Americans tend to exhibit hypochondria more often than anyone else on Earth. But who can blame us with the constant bombardment of medication advertisement on TV and in print? For some reason, we tend to assign a lot of power to drugs that can be injected into our veins, likely because we've been conditioned to respect the power of injection since birth. Europeans, on the other hand, react more positively to placebo pills than do injections.
Okay.
It would appear that cultural factors strongly influence the manner in which placebo manifests itself, and this is kind of some of what you touched on in the last hour. Placebo drugs used in a trial for treating ulcers worked much better in Germany than in Brazil. However, a trial testing for hypertension drugs found that Germany was the least reactive to the placebo pills. These respective cultural factors are powerful in shaping our hopes, fears, and expectations in a way that causes the placebo effect to morph when traversing borders. Fact number six here. Placebo still works even though you know it's a placebo.
What?
The entire premise of the placebo effect that patients who believe that who believe they receiving real medicine, I think that means they are receiving real medicine,
yes,
are cured. But it turns out that even when patients find out they're receiving a sham drug, it still functions effectively, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. In trials where patients were being administered sham drugs, they are eventually told that medication they've been taking is a placebo. One would think that upon learning this, the positive benefits may diminish or at the very least weaken. On the contrary, the positive effects remain and many continue or elect to continue taking the drug. In the future, this could mean doctors will be prescribing sugar pills to patients who have full knowledge they are taking placebos, although I would suspect that if they know in advance all the time that it won't be as effective.
Correct.
As if they believe otherwise. Number five, placebo through infections. Fact, you can derive positive placebo through fake infections of unrelated diseases. Sufferers of asthma infected with hookworm. As far as experiments go, this one must have seemed pretty far-fetched to absolutely everyone involved. A group of doctors wanting to see if infecting people suffering from asthma with hookworm would relieve their symptoms. They divided the group of asthma sufferers into two groups and actually infected one with hookworm while making the second group think they had also been infected with hookworm. The group... Doesn't this violate the do no harm thing?
Probably.
The group that had actually been infected with hookworm saw improvement, but so did the group that had been infected with fake hookworm, showing that both groups' improvements had been the handiwork of the placebo effect. Stranger yet, much of the group that had been infected chose to keep the infections after the study finished because of the perceived benefits.
I need to keep this hookworm because it helps me.
It's my pet.
I need to keep the brain tumor because it wound up helping me with something.
Fact, placebo has, and this is number four here, has an evil twin named nocebo. Just as our expectations of a drug's effectiveness can influence our reaction to a placebo, an expectation of side effects can cause us to experience them as well. This has manifested itself in a multitude of very extreme ways and has come to be known by the extremely sinister-sounding nocebo. One notable study documenting the effects of nocebo took place in Italy, where both people with and without lactose intolerance took what they thought was lactose. It wasn't. Sure enough, 44% of those with intolerance and a staggering 26% without it developed symptoms of gastrointestinal discomfort. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So if you tell somebody they're going to get sick, then they might just get sick. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, we're talking about the placebo effect and how just amazing it is. We've got the list of 10 crazy facts about the placebo effect, according to listverse.com, which I'll put up on our Facebook and Twitter here in a little bit. And you can dig into some of the, you know, studies and the links. You can watch the video of the college students getting drunk on O'Doul's. And yeah, it's fun. It's fun stuff. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. When it comes to MyPillow, I didn't know anything about MyPillow before I got it. And when you're on a pillow, you know whether it feels good or not. This has nothing to do with placebo. This really is a good pillow because it is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's also washable. No BS there. That you can really put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that.
And it's still usable.
Yeah.
Like you could, you know, go buy a pillow from Walmart, put it in the washer, put it in the dryer.
Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
You're not really going to be able to use it as a functional pillow.
Right. The MyPillow is an amazing product, and they stand behind it with a guarantee. So you got 60 days for you to decide whether you like it or not. If you don't, you can always send it back, and they'll send you your purchase price back to you. But I love it. I've been using mine now for almost a year, and it's also, by the way, guaranteed to last for 10 years. They really stand behind their product at MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, you'll get one at half off, or two for the price of one, so it's up to you how many you order. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're talking about the placebo effect. I got a message from Ian in China who adds a little bit here to what we were talking about. Number, let's see, 9 on this list of 10 crazy facts about the placebo effect is that placebo helps with people who are depressed, and it doesn't have the side effects that antidepressant medication has. He adds here that many of the current popular psychotropic drugs in use in the USA have been banned in China following a 10-year study that showed that these antidepressants and mood enhancers, quote, showed absolutely no advantage over placebo and psychological counseling and non-medical treatment. So if you want to join us, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking about the nocebo, which is a related effect that is basically sort of the reverse, where people who are told to expect something bad to happen will manifest something bad happening. It sort of seems like it might be related to hypochondria, where somebody who constantly believes that they are ill indeed is always ill.
Right.
So they give one example.
My doctor told me I had hypochondria. I knew something was wrong.
The nocebo, they did one study on lactose intolerance. They gave people medicine, they gave people what they thought was lactose. It wasn't. But 44% of the group that actually had lactose intolerance developed symptoms of gastrointestinal discomfort, and 26% who didn't have lactose intolerance also developed those symptoms after receiving the non-lactose.
Interesting.
As if tricking yourself into diarrhea and stomach cramps weren't bad enough, imagine losing faith in your penis working because of what your doctor told you. Yeah. Nocebo effect regrettably works on those taking real pharmaceuticals as well, as revealed by a study conducted on men taking finasteride for their enlarged prostates. Half were told by the doctor that erectile dysfunction was a possible side effect, and the other half were not. Of the group told about the side effect, 44% reported erectile dysfunction compared to only 15% in the group that had not been told.
So this leads me to the question of the people taking antidepressants that have suicidal tendencies, how many of them are only having those tendencies because they're told that's a side effect?
It's a scary.
And that's a requirement that the FDA has put out.
You have
to tell people what the side effects are.
It's a scary possibility. One patient participating in a trial for antidepressant medication swallowed 26 of the placebo pills in a suicide attempt. Even though they were completely harmless, his blood pressure somehow dropped dangerously low.
Wow.
Number 3, pill colors, which is something you told us about before,
yeah.
Daryl.
And I've actually got a little bit more from the Atlantic, but I'll let you get into what's here on list
first. It's pretty much a summary of what you said earlier, but for those just tuning in, humans like shapes and colors. We're profoundly affected by them on a subconscious level, and it turns out that our perception of how well a pill works will often determine how well it actually ends up working. This perceived effectiveness is based in large part on the size, shape, and color of the pill. And then they link over to an exhaustive Wired.com article on the topic. Researchers have learned that yellow placebo pills are the most effective at treating depression, while red pills cause the patient to be more alert and awake. Green pills help ease anxiety, while white pills soothe stomach issues such as ulcers. The more placebo pills taken, the better, with those taken four times a day more effective than those taken twice daily. Pills that have a brand name stamped on them also work better than pills that have nothing written on them. It appears that we humans are superficial, even when it comes to the fake drugs we ingest.
But color effect association can also backfire, according to The Atlantic.
Ooh.
While a drug's hue acts as a mental imprint, reminding people to take their medications, this also means that patients are likely to stop their medication regimen if the drug colors are changed. This is one of the reasons why drug manufacturers ferociously guard their designs and colors with patents, and why generic companies try so hard to resemble them.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if that blue diamond-shaped pill you were taking suddenly becomes a little green circular pill,
it's not going to work the same.
Might not work the same. You might forget to take the pill.
Number two, placebo surgeries? Imagine suffering an injury that necessitated surgery and undergoing the procedure, resulting in a fixed limb and no pain. Now imagine that after the doctor's checkup a month later, you were told they hadn't actually fixed anything during the surgery. They just cut you open and had you think that a procedure had taken place. That is essentially what has been going on in medical testing, and the results have shown that fake surgeries can be just as effective as the real thing, taking the placebo effect to the next level.
Okay, so I need to know more about it. What kind of surgery are they faking here? So I'm guessing, like, you know, you fell out of a tree and you shattered your pelvis.
Knee surgery was the link that they made here to ScienceDaily.com back in 2002. Patients with osteoarthritis of the knee who underwent placebo arthroscopic surgery were just as likely to report pain relief as those who received the real procedure.
Wow.
According to a Department of Veterans Affairs and Baylor College of Medicine study published in the New England Journal of Medicine back in July of 2002. It's fascinating. The best part, they say here, is obviously that fake surgery is way cheaper than real surgery. And finally, number one on the list of crazy facts about the placebo effect, according to listverse.com, and that is that placebo effect has become more powerful over the years. Placebo effect was first noted in the late 1700s, but the true physiological implications weren't really understood until the 1970s. Still, it seems the more testing medical experts conduct, the more powerful the placebo effect has become over time. This is largely thought to be the result of our social conditioning. We place a lot of faith in medical professionals. As medical technology improves, mortality decreases, and our faith in medicine becomes stronger. We take comfort in the routine of going to the doctor, being examined, going to the pharmacy, and getting pills to take. We expect it to cure us. And over time, this expectation has become even more pronounced. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who's the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. And you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, do it at Bitcoin.com. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Bitcoin.com's forum is always open and censorship free. You can go to forum.bitcoin.com to find that. And there are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what's on your mind. We've got Will Coley. He's calling from Tennessee, from Muslims for Liberty, muslims4liberty.org. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, actually, talking about the placebo effect, I've actually seen this happen in my own family, but in the opposite direction, what they call psychosomatic illness.
Or the nocebo, as we were discussing.
Well, we would go to my grandfather's house, and we would all be playing and having a good time, and then my grandfather would walk up to my younger sister and go, "Ooh, are you feeling okay? You look like you might be getting sick." And he would say that to her a couple of times while we were there, and he would kind of dote on her and stuff because he thought it was kind of funny. And
that's usually mean.
by the end of the night, she would be sick. She would have a low-grade fever. She would be fatigued. She would be complaining about an earache or a sore throat, temperature just below 100. She would actually get
sick. Not funny. That is not funny. That is mean. That's like a child abuse.
And we used to do something, I'm not particularly proud of it these days, but when I was in my late teens, there was a kid in the neighborhood who wanted to smoke pot. So we took some really good pot we had and smoked a joint of it and blew all the smoke into a bag full of, like, basically lawn, just there was some old plant that was on the front porch that we broke it up into the bag and blew pot smoke into it. And 2 hours later, this kid and his friend came back to our house beating on the door talking about it was the best thing they'd ever smoked in their life and they wanted some more.
Wow.
It was just some average house plant with just pot smoke blown into the bag to kind of give it a marijuana-like smell. And these kids just knew that it was the best pot they had ever smoked in their whole life, and they were coming back for another score.
Wow, the mind is a very powerful thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you can absolutely convince yourself of just about anything, I think.
Well, thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else you want to get out there?
Yeah. No, I just thought it was kind of interesting that the mind works in both directions, actually.
Yep.
You know, that you can think a pill will make you feel better, and it just be sugar, and it makes you feel better. And you can think that you're sick, and your body will actually move in the direction and start to show symptoms of those illnesses.
Yep, totally right. Hey, thanks for your call tonight. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum salam.
All right, brother. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, you know, maybe they should be shipping more of the placebo down to Venezuela because I remember we've seen news articles about how basically it's getting very, very difficult to find any kind of medicines whatsoever.
And money, toilet paper, diapers,
it's
you
bad.
Name it, they can't find it. And now there's a bread shortage, and there's probably been one for a while, but Miami Herald reports about the bread shortage. They say facing a bread shortage that is spawning massive lines and souring the national mood, the Venezuelan government is responding by detaining bakers and seizing establishments.
So they're going to nationalize the bread?
That's what it sounds like. In a press release, the National Superintendent for the Defense of Socioeconomic Rights said it had charged four people and temporarily seized two bakeries as the Socialist Administration.
They always have
bakers.
They always have these mouthful titles down there. Can you read that title for that bureaucrat one more time?
The National Superintendent for the Defense of Socioeconomic Rights.
Imagine having a business card with all that written on it.
Charged four people and temporarily seized two bakeries as the Socialist Administration accused bakers of being part of a broad economic war at destabilizing the country. You heard that correctly.
Wow.
You heard that correctly. The bakers.
It's a conspiracy.
Are part of a broad economic war.
If they arrest all the bakers, who's going to be baking the bread?
The bakers, obviously, because you're under arrest, and as part of your sentence, you must bake the bread.
You just can't make any money off of it.
In a statement, the government said the bakers had been selling underweight bread and were using price-regulated flour to illegally make specialty items like sweet rolls and croissants.
Illegal? Okay, so sweet rolls are prohibited.
And croissants.
Right, so food is short. We're going to decide that you can only make certain types of food with your regulated flour.
The government said bakeries are only allowed to produce French bread and white loaves, or what they call pan canilla, with government-imported flour. However, in a tweet on Thursday, price control czar William Contreras said only 90% of baked goods had to be price-controlled products.
Where the hell are you going to get the other flour from? I mean, right now, it's the government that's bringing in the food into the country. And besides,
maybe you get it on the black market.
Well, you
don't
know. But that's illegal. If you, you know, if you, so basically what they're saying is, okay, you can,
you're going to have French bread and pan canilla.
That 90% of your products that you're offering as a baker have to be from the government
flour. Have to be price controlled product.
Right.
Not just price controlled flour, price controlled products.
Right, which means they set the price of the products, and frequently, as we've seen with
right.
the Venezuelan
so, you know,
government, they'll sit below cost.
The flour, the wheat, the egg, whatever else goes into the bread,
yeah.
90% of it, as I'm reading this, has to be price-controlled products.
I'm sorry, I thought you said 90% of their breads have to be made from the price-controlled flour. Can you maybe read that one more time?
Yes. The price control czar sent out a tweet that said 90% of baked goods had to be price-controlled products.
Right. I don't know if that means that they have to be, that the eggs that are making them.
I was reading that as the source of what goes in had to be price control because they mentioned the government imported flour in the previous
sentence. You know, it's a tweet. You can only get so much out of it in the first place.
But again, sweet rolls and croissant,
forbidden.
Not allowed.
At least you can't make them with the government flour. Is what they were saying.
Correct.
You can make a sweet roll.
How do they know what has been made with government flour and what has been made with not without the government flour?
Telescreens, I don't know.
That's
they don't go into
question.
That detail.
Well, look, if you have a sweet roll, then they'll probably presume it was made by government-controlled flour, but they'll likely inquire with the person, the baker, say, well, where did you get the flour from to make this sweet roll? Oh, I got it from the black market? Oh, well, we're just going to arrest you for that now. Because you can't be buying things from the black market.
Two bakeries were also seized for 90 days for breaking a number of rules, including selling overpriced bread. Juan Crespo, the president of the Industrial Flour Union, called Cintra Harina, which represents 9,000 bakeries nationwide, said the government's heavy hand isn't going to solve the problem. Quote, the government isn't importing enough wheat. If you don't have wheat, you don't have flour. If you don't have flour, you don't have bread.
Gee, what do you know? The government is failing at supplying the demand in the economy. I mean, there are still people who want to buy bread, you know, given that it's one of those staples that tend... I mean, even in the Soviet Union, they did have bread lines.
Yes.
Centralized bureaucrats can't make decisions about the appropriate level of supply. Maybe that's because there's not an actual market operating.
Let's talk about the supply and the demand in just a moment.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. The just absolutely terrible situation in Venezuela. We've been exploring it for years here on Free Talk Live, and we'll get deeper into this. Coming up here in moments, you can also share your thoughts on anything you want.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800 615
800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and you can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And Chris is here courtesy of thinkpenguin.com, where you can go if you care about privacy and you want to get some hardware like Linux-based computers, and you've also got routers and such that are a little more focused, or a lot more focused, on privacy for the user.
Absolutely.
ThinkPenguin.com. Check them out there. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about Venezuela and the bread situation there.
Yes.
They have been cracking down, the government has been cracking down on bread manufacturers, bakers.
Yes.
They've seized production facilities.
Yes.
They have
arrested bakers.
Them? Yeah, they did arrest them.
For selling illegal specialty items like sweet rolls and croissant.
Because they were making those sweet rolls and croissants with government provided flour, and the government says, well, if you're going to be using our flour, which you have pretty much have to use for
correct.
Most of your items, if you're going to be using our flour, you got to be making what we say to make.
French bread and white loaves, or what they call pancania.
Can you imagine just for a moment, I don't know if they have the right to a jury trial in Venezuela, but can you imagine having somebody get arrested for making sweet rolls and being brought up on charges of illegal sweet roll manufacture, and actually, you know, not taking the plea deal, going to a jury, and then of course the jury would likely find them guilty because, well, the law is the law.
Right.
You yeah. can't be having you making illegal sweet rolls.
Right. The president of the Industrial Flour Union, Juan Crespo, said the government isn't importing enough wheat. If you don't have wheat, you don't have flour. If you don't have flour, you don't have bread. He said the country needs 4 30-ton boats of wheat every month just to cover basic demand. The notion that bread, and again, this article from the Miami Herald, they say the notion that bread could become an issue in Venezuela is one more indictment of an economic system gone bust.
Yeah.
The country boasts the world's largest oil reserves, but it has to import just about everything.
Right. And not to mention, not just oil, but, you know, a good climate.
Right.
Know, it's a very warm part of the world, Venezuela. And
which
so,
makes it odd that they have to import a bunch of food. Now, something that's not mentioned in this article, but we did cover a few weeks ago, is that Venezuela is so broke, they can't export their oil. That they cannot pay the inspectors to inspect the boats to be able to get the boats on the water to be able to export the oil.
Wow.
Yeah. Facing a cash crunch, the government has dramatically cut back imports, sparking shortages, massive lines, and fueling triple-digit inflation. Earlier this week, Nicolas Maduro launched Plan 700 against what he called a bread war.
Because the first 699 didn't work. So let's try 700.
Oh, boy.
A bread war, ordering officials to do spot checks on bakeries across the nation.
Wow.
In the plan.
Bread. Yes, this is real, people. This is not the Onion. This is the Miami Herald, right?
The Miami Herald.
Dollar today, by the way, 2,772 bolivar per U.S. dollar is the current black market exchange rate in Venezuela. Now, remember, the official government exchange rate is 10 to 1. So the actual real exchange rate in the black market is like hundreds of times more extreme.
Now, I don't know if I can read this next sentence with a straight face.
That's okay.
In the plan,
you gotta laugh at this stuff, even though it's terrifying.
The war on bread. The government said it would not allow people to stand in line for bread, but it's unclear how they will enforce the order.
Well, I mean, they have police in the streets.
You're not allowed to stand in line for bread, but we know that Venezuelans spend about 35 hours per month standing in line.
I bet that's a stale statistic, Daryl, because we talked about...
Yeah, that's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's probably like up to 40-something hours per month at this point.
Crespo says the government is doing everything in its power to end the bread lines, but they're looking at the whole thing backwards.
We're going to end the lines by sending out men with guns to arrest people.
What's the meme of the guy pointing at his head doing that really smart thing where he's like, you can't have bread lines if you don't have bread? Like, that's Maduro's thinking here. Right. Arrest all the bakers and then make it illegal to stand in line for bread.
Well, remember, they wanted to stop people from photographing the lines. So we know that there are lines at grocery stores.
And it's illegal to take photos inside of the stores.
Right. So, I mean, this is part of the whole, you know, we want to eliminate red lines thing is part of the nothing to see here, folks. Everything's fine down in Venezuela. There's not people waiting in lines for the basic food items that they can't find.
I have to wonder how they were ever exporting and giving away free oil to the people in the United States.
Free oil?
Yeah. Does anybody remember
the
story?
It wasn't free.
Well, I thought it was.
Very heavily subsidized. Because the government of Venezuela owned the oil. So it was, like...
It's a national oil company.
But we're pulling it out of the ground for pennies!
It just sounds so hilarious to hear, these stories, and then think back a couple years ago, and they were... I mean, we know the situation wasn't great a couple of years ago either.
Yeah, it was bad then.
So, I mean, this has been going on 20 years probably.
It started to get bad, obviously, when, not Maduro, but
Chavez.
His predecessor Chavez was in and, led the country through socialism.
Yeah, but he's been in for,
He
ever,
died.
Right?
He died several years ago. 07 or something like that?
Yeah, it's been about a decade.
Yeah, and then his right-hand man, Nicolas Maduro, took over, and things have been getting even worse. Worse since then,
I didn't realize it's been that long.
Their solution,
I think it was just yesterday.
No, it's been a while. And again,
and their solution is to, of course, crack down even further and restrictions.
I have to wonder who this benefits. Well, I mean,
Maduro is probably eating well.
Like, he's probably power.
Right.
Maduro, as, again, part of Plan 700, has instituted a bread war, ordering officials to do spot checks on bakeries nationwide. Crespo, again, the spokesman and president of the Flour Union, says that he's been in touch with several union members in Caracas, and most said they'd be able to pass the inspection simply by opening their pantries. The bakeries are showing the authorities they have no bread inventory. The government has to see the reality. So we're going to do spot checks to make sure you don't have illegal products.
Yeah, we got nothing.
We can pass. We don't even have
any products.
Any products.
Good Lord. Yeah, I don't think that the government seeing that there's no bread is going to solve anything.
Have we heard of stories of cannibalism yet?
No, but they have eaten goats and things like that. They're
broken into the zoo to eat animals.
Yeah,
that's pretty close.
Right, they're catching squirrels.
Yeah, I mean that's one step away.
There was a story about the military guys. Like you would think the military would be kept well fed, but there was actually a story like last year about military members slaughtering. I think it was a goat. I don't remember exactly what it was, but some farm animal that they found.
Mm.
So, like, they're doing their military thing or whatever. They're, you know, patrolling or, you know, doing whatever it is that militaries do in Venezuela. And they found an animal and they slaughtered it and they ate it because their rations are very, very low. Mm. So, like, once they start having trouble paying the bureaucrats and feeding the bureaucrats, at some point there's going to be a sea change, I would think, because, you know, if your enforcers aren't being taken care of, they're going to get tired of enforcing for you after a while. You want to make sure the enforcers are well-fed.
You're
going to
arrest the enforcers, right?
Well, you can't arrest somebody for being hungry, but what you're saying is you would arrest them for not showing up to work?
Maybe can't arrest somebody for being hungry, but I guarantee some police officer would be willing to do it.
Let's figure out a way.
Yeah.
All right, is that the story, Darryl?
That's the end of it.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, that's the end of the story, but unfortunately it's just the beginning for the the bread, the war on bread in Venezuela.
Yeah.
I'm just envisioning, you know, black market sweet roll dealers, whipping open a long trench coat and, asking people if they on the streets if they want to buy some sweet rolls.
Hey
man,
just,
you want some sweet roll?
Right.
I'll take anything I've not eaten in 3 days.
Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. I mean, it's funny, but it's also tragic. I mean, it's easy for us to laugh because we see the absurdity of the government. We're lucky we don't have to live underneath.
We're not
this.
Laughing at starving people. We're laughing at the government's reaction and how they're behaving.
It's a terrifying situation. Hour 3 is coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.